أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we're focusing on Qasam place. Today we're going to look at Surah An-Naziat, Surah number 79, and the rough translation is those who pull out. This is Meccan Quran. And we see the theme of resurrection and accountability continuing. See, the Meccans believed in a God. When they were asked, "Man khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard," who created the heavens and earth? "Layakunu Allah," they said Allah. So they believed in a creator as the one God. But they did not want to be bound by laws. They wanted to do what they wanted. And the second thing was that they didn't want to even try and comprehend that there was a life after death, and therefore they would be accountable. The Quranic message has five major themes. Now, this is throughout the Quran. So the first message is historical. There's an account of the various messengers and prophets and their nations that came before Islam. The second one is the contemporary times of the Prophet, the state of affairs, the socio-historical conditions, the Prophet's sunnah, which is his conduct, his practices. Then you find the third subject is the future destiny of humanity. So we find the hereafter, we find Jannah, Jahannam, and other subjects. The fourth is a contemplation or reflection on nature and Allah's creativeness. And finally, there is Sharia, or the principles of Islamic law, the moral code, and the belief system. In this short surah, we will find all five of these themes. But to begin with, let's start first to understand what it means when we say naziat or wan-naziati gharqa. The word naziat is to draw out something with so much tension, maximum tension, like drawing a bow to shoot arrows. The word is also used sometimes for spiritual matters, such as the detachment of enmity or love from the heart. Naziat gharqa together is to pull something as far as you can pull, the maximum tension. But gharq also means to drown. Now it could mean metaphorically, not only to drown in water, but to drown in goodness or in trouble. There are many interpretations of it, and rightly so, because Quran itself says that the idea is to liyadabbaru ayatihi, that you ponder over the ayat. One of the interpretations is that the first five ayat of the surah refer to the drawing out of the souls at the time of death. So the first one would be that there is so much resistance, when naziat gharqa, so much resistance that the soul has to be really pulled sharply to come out. And then the second one is wan-nashitati nashta. And then there are those whose souls can be removed with ease. This is referring to the angels who take them. Then there is wasabihati sabha, and the souls which just glide as though they're swimming. So the angelic forces can easily access those souls. Then there are those who strive as in a race, fasabiqati sabqa. They want to race back to Allah with the soul. And then falmudabbirati amra, the angels who execute the command of their Rabb. So the key phrase in these five ayat is those who pull out of their worldly attachments to embark upon a spiritual journey. A journey of finding themselves, like Imam Ali al-Islam says, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu." Those who have understood or recognized themselves have recognized their Rabb. So let's look at the second section. Allah says, "Yawma tarjufu rajifa," on the day when the blast will shake violently. "Tatba'uha ar-radifa," and another quake, another explosion will follow. "Qulubun yawma'idhin wajifa," and on that day hearts will be pounding. "Absaruha khashi'a," the gazes will be lowered and downcast. "Yaquluna a'inna lamarduduna fil hafira," they will ask, "Shall we really be restored to our former state? A'idha kunna idhaman nakhira," even after we're rotting bones? "Qalu tilka idhan karratun khasira," they will say, "That would be awful. That would be like returning as losers, because we didn't do anything that would benefit us in the akhirah." We never prepared provisions for that journey. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ It'll be a single blast. فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاحِرَةِ And suddenly they're fully awakened. So the subject of the oaths was that there will be a day of resurrection, which will happen after a violent commotion, which will leave the hearts agitated and take away sleep if they did not follow the journey of liberation from attachments and going towards their full potential. And then Allah gives the example of the story of Prophet Musa and Fir'aun. The focus here is the arrogance and agitation of Fir'aun on seeing the miracles of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa presents Allah's greatest signs to him, actualized by the same staff that turned into a serpent. The Quran relates a total of 9 miracles performed by his staff or coupled with something else. Yet Fir'aun rejected and disobeyed, lied about everything, and he becomes a sign and a warning for future generations. As Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى In this there is truly a lesson for someone who stands in awe of Allah. Now let's move on to the fourth section, which is reflecting on the awesome creational construction powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, the construction of the pharaohs was impressive. Even today we have remnants of their awesome constructions. But here Allah is pointing out that His construction powers, His creation is far more awesome. He talks about the perfect construction of the heavens, raised high and balanced, the darkness and light, the spreading out of the earth and drawing out from it water and pastures, the anchoring of the mountains. And then He says, مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ A provision for you and your livestock. So that you may have the best quality of life, so that you are able to reach your full potential. And then back to re-emphasize the day of Qiyamah in the fifth section. He says, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى It will be the day when each one will remember what he strived for. And the focus of the surah, which is وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا They preferred the life of this world, and that is why they transgressed and they rebelled. It also mentions the recompense of Jannah for those who were mindful that they would stand in the presence of their Rabb, and as a consequence, put the brakes on that part of their nafs, which would rebel and cause harm. And finally, a really poignant ending. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُ إِلَّا عَشِيَةً أَوْ ذُحَاهَا When they see the day, when they see that day, it will seem that they only stayed in the world for no longer than one evening or at most until the following morning. The Quran repeatedly reminds us that on the day of resurrection we will realize and awaken to the reality of just how short the duration of our lives here is in comparison to the permanent abode of the hereafter. So the lesson here is to ponder. Ponder over the historical story of Musa and Fir'aun. Fir'aun's arrogance and agitation when he couldn't understand the miracles of Musa. To reflect on creation and the awesomeness of the Creator. To know that the attachments to the world only stop us from reaching the heights of spiritual perfection. And to be absolutely sure that we will be resurrected and present our life in absolute detail. So the eye of focus is وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا They preferred the life of this world. And finally, did you know that the surah is also known as Al-Sahira, the wide expanse, and it's referred to in Ayah 14, where Allah says, فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاحِرَةِ And suddenly, they will be fully awakened. Sahira is when you lose your sleep if you're disturbed by something major. Sahar is an open field where you're exposed. So you lose your sleep. Sahira is also a mirage. So it basically is saying that all human beings will be gathered on the day of Qiyamah on this open plain and they will be fully awake to what they have done in the dunya. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ